Hello, guys.
Hey, guys.
Welcome to the Slime Bros cast. Okay, we're going to talk about slime stuff throughout the whole series of podcasts. This is geared toward kids, so if adults are listening to this, you're probably going to get very bored. So how about you just scoot on out of here, and we'll talk about slime. Yeah. All right, so we're going to talk about our adventures with first discovering slime. So this was a while ago, because we like to watch YouTube a lot, so.
Yeah, and sometimes I do it really on that, too.
Yeah, we have our own channels.
Yeah.
But, we were scrolling through videos, and we found, like, this person holding this big green goop. And we've discovered, like, slime stuff kind of beforehand. It was more or less, like, they were kind of like putties and fart stuff.
Yeah, like a fart putty.
Yeah.
That
stuff. Like that. The stuff that makes your hands stink.
Yeah.
We knew what slime was, but, like, we haven't really, like, got into the whole thing. So, we were scrolling through YouTube videos together, and we found this video of this woman holding a big green glob of green goop. We were like, what the heck is that? Is that the fart putty we've been playing like with this before? We clicked on the video, and we didn't read the title. It was somebody making about 10 pounds of slime.
Yes.
Like, it was a big, giant container full of slime, and I was like, oh, that's gonna be a big mess to clean up, that's for sure.
Yeah. And she had a big mistake because she put a big spoon into her goopies.
Yeah. She took a spoon, stuck it in there. She couldn't get the spoon out. So she had a spoon in her slime. She stuck her hands in, and it stuck all over, like, it was all sticky all over her hands. And it took her, she said it took her like 30 minutes to get off. I didn't really believe her at that point, but
yeah. So
still, that was like gross. And I was, being the child I am, I'm not that old. I'm gonna be 13 though.
Yeah, and now but I'm playing,
he's gonna be 17.
17.
So, age difference. But, this is only the title. Are you kidding me? Well, that's our experience learning about slime.
Bye.
Bye-bye, I guess. Oh, wait. Oh, look at that. All right, never mind. So, being the child I was, I wanted to try to make that. So,
me too.
I looked up the ingredients, and I found so many videos, some of them including clickbait videos.
Yeah, clickbait. And I don't know why they use clickbait, because that's not good.
Yeah, clickbait just gives you views. It doesn't... And then people hate on you for it. I'm not joking. Like, I have a YouTube channel, but I don't use clickbait. I get straight to the point with my thumbnails and titles.
Yeah, and my tip.
But, like, clickbait, just why? But okay, let's get back to the point. I looked up the ingredients and there was a lot of clickbait videos. I tried to find the right one, but I clicked on one that obviously wasn't using the right ingredients, and I tried using those ingredients and it ended up very messy, and it was just a big, it became like, okay, so it was a big batch. It was a big bowl of it. It was orange, and it had purple stuff in it, but it was liquid, and there were strings of slime in it. Now, I was doing this with my ex-girlfriend. Don't judge, all right?
Yeah, because paper cup, so.
Yeah.
Back here.
Okay, you don't need to talk about it, but still. I was doing it with her, and, I almost vomited. She almost passed out. And my mom threw it out. And I was like, is that what slime's supposed to be like? Then I tried again, but I actually found a good ingredient video. And, I made good slime because I don't want to make that stringy goopy crap anymore. So, I made the slime and I was like, what the heck? And then I learned about Oobleck. We'll get into that in another episode, the second episode. Whatever episode we talk about Oobleck. But, I was like, wait. Is this actual slime? Or was the girl who made it, is that what slime's supposed to be like? And I was really confused, what is this the slime? Or is that the slime? Which one is correct? And then I figured out later that the slime I made was the right one. It was right made. She used, she used water instead of contact solution.
Yeah, I did that too. So
it's bad when you use when you use water in your slime. It just makes it so gross. One of Dylan's slimes, the guy sitting right next to me, he made a slime, and it was really good. It was jiggly slime, and water and everything else. You still have to have contact solution though, but she didn't put contact solution in it. She only used water. And I was like,
I'm baking soda.
Boy, and he did jiggly slime, and after a while, there was this liquid forming on top of it. It smelled
bad.
Horrible. So we threw it out. But it was actually
My mom threw it out.
Yeah. It was actually pretty good slime. Not gonna lie. But it just went gross. I don't know why. It was just blah.
And I'm making blue slime. I took it out and I did my videos on my computer. I got bad stuff all on my computer.
Yeah, he made a video of butter slime, but it didn't really turn out well, so he didn't post it. Alright, so we don't really have much to talk about our first experiences with slime. So I guess we'll just end our episode here. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast, and we'll see you in the next episode. Bye, guys.
Bye.